Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I want to tell you guys that we have brought back the Circle of Trust. You guys know the Circle of Trust. Who are we going to put in it? Who are we going to take out of our beloved first edition of the season, Circle of Trust?
With the knowledge you've been given, you are now on the inside of what I like to call the Burns Family Circle of Trust. See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
I want to read to you guys some stats. And I want to know, is it possibly too early to give this guy our very famous
barbecue chicken alert, barbecue chicken alert, barbecue chicken alert, barbecue chicken alert.
You know one place that I'm guessing probably serves some great barbecue chicken? It's our friends over at Brew Brothers at Harris, Kansas City. They're now open daily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mouthwatering appetizers, juicy burgers, steaks, pastas, and more. Wash it down with your favorite ice cold beverage. Catch the game. And also by Aspen Lawn Care and Pest Control, expect the best. I want to read you guys a stat. Nick Bolton and Shamari Connor in coverage on Friday, they were thrown at 11 times. Nick Bolton, hashtag MIZ, hashtag Tiger Blood, so I'm only willing to go so far. I know Rob can't wait. I mean, he got his Gregory Hines tap dancing shoes ready to go on this segment. Nick Bolton, who they just gave a pretty big amount of money to not that long ago. He and Shamari Connor, they were targeted 11 times on Friday. Justin Herbert completed all 11 of those passes. He threw for 143 yards, a touchdown, and had a 138 passer rating against Nick Bolton and Shamari Connor. I mean, if that don't sound like
barbecue chicken alert, barbecue chicken alert,
I don't know what does. Is it too early? I'm not giving it to Nick Bolton. I don't care what you say. I refuse to put Nick Bolton on barbecue chicken alert. He might be barbecue chicken alert, and we've known what his strengths are and what his weaknesses are for quite some time. I mean, I've known since he was a freshman at Mizzou, but I don't have it in my heart. I don't have it in my soul, especially after we just beat Kansas. I don't have it in my heart to give him the barbecue chicken alert. But I ain't got no closeness to Shamari Connor. I got no problem giving him
barbecue chicken alert. Barbecue chicken alert.
Are we giving him the award? Or Rob, you saying it's just one game? Maybe we put this on timeout and we put this on ice and we can come back to this in 2-3 weeks and then we can determine if we're putting Shamari Connor officially on alert.
So a couple things. One, I'm going to practice team patience back here on both players. You're right. We are a couple more weeks of linebacker coverage conversation for me to get excited to talk about how Nick Bolton's wildly overpaid and they shouldn't have brought him back and all this. We're not there yet. That conversation, if he keeps getting cooked in coverage, is coming. We're not there yet. I am going to be team patience on both players. The Chargers are a division opponent. They brought back their coordinator. They brought back their head coach. They had a good game plan for how to attack both players. And Steve Spagnuolo, when talking to the media today, said everyone on defense wished they had played better. And he even said he wished he could have about 4 or 5 play calls back. So I'm going to put both of them inside the circle of trust for now. They are pushing toward the edge. They are coming up on the fringe of the circle of trust, but they are staying inside it for now. Because I think while both were absolutely flambéed on Friday night, I think part of the reason they both got exposed is because the pass rush was so terrible. I imagine that Steve Spagnuolo in the office is not sitting there being like, you know what I want? I want Shamari Connor and Nick Bolton in coverage for 7 to 10 seconds every play. That's the dream. I'd love them out there just being sticky for 10 seconds. No one thinks that's a good plan. So unless Chris Jones, George Karloftis, Charles Omenihu, Mike Dana, that lot starts getting some pass rush, I think we have bigger problems. So I'm going to keep them both inside the circle, but I reserve the right to push them out relatively quickly.
Okay. So you're saying we're holding off right now. You're saying right
Team
now
patience.
These two guys are
Team
still
patience.
In the circle of trust, and we're not officially giving them
barbecue chicken alert. Barbecue chicken alert.
I don't want to do that this early on in the season. I don't want a week one, and now I got you on the barbecue chicken alert registry. I don't want to do that. So you know what? This will be our official stance. We're going to practice patience. But you got A.J. Brown coming up, and you got Devontae Smith coming up. And if I'm sitting there watching film and I see Shamari Connor out there, you know what I might do if I'm A.J. Brown? I might start tapping the top of my helmet and telling you need to give me the football here. You see what I got over here? I got lunch meat over here.
To be fair, Dallas Goedert got so giddy with excitement about seeing Nick Bolton against tight ends, he hurt himself.
You said you were practicing patience.
That's what you told me just a second ago, that you were practicing patience.
And now you're out here getting jokes off. I can't condone this. I want to let you guys know that the Circle of Trust and obviously the Barbecue Chicken Alert is now brought to you by our friends over at Brew Brothers in Harris, Kansas City. It's now open daily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If you're looking for some mouthwatering appetizers, some juicy burgers, some steaks, some pastas, you want to wash it down with an ice cold beverage and also catch the game, be sure to stop by and see our friends over at Brew Brothers. Also, get your lawn taken care of at Aspen Lawn Care and Pest Control. You can expect the best.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.